This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So last time we saw the kesher between din and avoda. Avoda is connected din and zelumaseh. Now he says, "O kineged atayra shazocha shimon atzadik, zocha b'shimon gamliel ha'emes." Ki atayra be'atzma teres emes. Atayra in itself is teres emes. Ve'ein emes k'ma atayra. There's no emes like atayra. So he says over here. Nekuda that is which leaves the Torah's parallel to Emes, and we're very, very used to the Musig of Torah's Emes, but there's something here that needs a definition. What does it mean Ve'ein Emes K'maya Torah? I think I was told you I have a chav of mine who was acquainted with Shlomo Kalbach, the singer, and it was very weird that the stories were kind of a little bit of a figment of imagination. They once asked him, Shlomo says, the story with Schwarzwolf, is it true? So he got very offended, and he said, Elimeir, he says, what do you mean? He says, this is one of my truest stories. It's hard to say that. The word true can take on different gradations. It's very true, it's a lot of truth, it's a shtickle truth, it's the most truth. I mean, it's emes, who says the ain emes k'ma teira. There's also something about it strange in the sense that emes to us is a power of equality. In other words, if I walked by and I saw something and you asked me what happened, so I could consciously change the mitzvahs. I could, my emotions could cloud it. Whatever it is, the muscle of emes, it's like a clear window pane, and I see through it, and it can get clouded with something. So when somebody, the muscle, washes the window panes in the house, the windows in the house, nobody feels, he's added light to the house. It's fine. Now it's normal. There's not a sense of tesefes teva. So we're talking about Torah as being emes. There's something very strange about it. Ki'ilu what? Ki'ilu that other than that, it would be a sheker of sorts. That's the other option. I mean, it's a power of equality, it's emes, and that's the end of it. That's a very troublesome nekuda over here. So the moral says not the place, and the Pharisee story speaks about it, about the, what it means Torah is emes. It's very similar to a vart that I heard from Huta once when he spoke about Chochmas emes and the Ramban's Lashonis of Alderach emes. He said the following. He said, he asked it on the Rav Hutna asked it on what does it mean that Torah is, that I say that Torah is, that when the Ramban says the Mashal Derech HaEmes, or Chochmas Emes. I mean, the other Pshat Ramban said is the Sheker. What does it mean that Torah is Emes? Well, how we refer to it to Kabbalah Torah Emes. So the Maral says the same. Rafut said it for it, and Mal says it with his muscle, but Rafut had a little sharper muscle, but it's the same Nakuda. The muscle. If I make a statement about Chaim, Chaim is in the house. That statement, because Chaim doesn't have to be in the house, it may be that Chaim is in the house, it may not be. In the literal sense, it's true, but it's not a truth about Chaim, because it's not intrinsically true. He could not be in the house also. The same thing if I say Chaim is a Kaisen. could be, is a case all the time, but if it's not describing the atzmius of the person, then the statement is not really emes in the full sense of the word. The word emes means that this is the etzem metzias of it. This is its metzias. Taylor describes what is the world, what is right, what's wrong, what should be done, what should not be done. A person could make a shtickel Taylor. A person could write a philosophy book or an ethics, a work of ethics, and one will say, if you live this life, you will be happy and people around you will be happy. That's a fair statement. On the other hand, if a person is going to come along and he's going to say, this works very well, it's a very efficient mahalach, it's a very good mahalach, all of that are, yes, one can say that these inyanim are correct inyanim, but not. So when I say it is right to be helpful to your neighbor, it's not really saying the word it's right. I'm saying it serves a better purpose for society. It helps you when you're in need. It makes you feel good about yourself. I'm saying all sorts of things, but the word right is not really shaykh to be metayah. When you're talking about Torah, the things that Torah says are the atzmius of the thing. In other words, this is good, this is bad. Not only because it's helpful, useful, whatever, it's be'etzim, this is good and this is bad. Let's give another mushroom, another area where this comes into play about atzmius versus ancillary. Well, let's give an example. One of the shaylos is, why does the Torah say ayin tachas ayin and not say kesef? Why, if muktzah is such an important part of Shabbos, why didn't the Torah ask a muktzah? The answer to all of the above is Torah is the emes of the world. The emes of the world is that moving an electric light on Shabbos is not Chol Shabbos. However, for yourself to keep away from Chol Shabbos, we do not move those objects. But I can't categorize it Chol Shabbos because it is not Chol Shabbos. The same thing the Torah says, and the Rambam says it in Moyer when he explains Ayin Tachas Ayin. Ayin Tachas Ayin means whatever bad a person has done to the world, mitzad the justice in the world, it ought to be returned, it ought to boomerang to him. How do we implement Ayin Tachas Ayin? It is impossible to do Ayin Tachas Ayin because everybody's eyes are different. So the answer is through Mamonis. But the Etzem Hagdara is appropriately Ayin Tachas Ayin. That is the that's the Kudah that Chazal brought out over here. There's a balance. Torah has to be right by atzmius, and what it says is the etzem metzias. Torah shebaal peh is there to how to fit it in to the into the world of metzias. So just like the Moshe by Shabbos, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped on the dime. The Vayichal B'yom HaShvi and the Vayishrus B'yom HaShvi. So Rashi says it's only Ben HaShemashes. So what's the pshat? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel stop right at Shabbos? I mean, most of us, when we have little kids, we know it's a big problem. Like, you know, you get to find a little kid out of the bath right at the moment. But what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's asokim? What was the pshat? Because he could take his time. because he knows exactly the time, he could work right up to Shabbos. What do those words mean? The Teretz is, it's sheker. Friday has, to be Shabbos on Friday is not emes. Friday is a day of asiyah, that's its mitzias, and a person cannot, and that's not emes to be Shabbos on Friday. It is not emes to be mechal Shabbos. So Bas of Adam, their calendar looks like the Bas of Adam. Emes, the Shabbos comes in exactly at whatever it is, but I need a buffer zone because I can't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever it is that he did, it would have been a sheker to turn a part of Friday into Shabbos. So Torah's emes intrinsically means that the real emes of the world means not that the facts it tells me are true. What it's aiming at is the metzias that it portrays of things. The good things are good because that is good. The things that happen exactly the way the Torah said. This is also true in a lot of other things. The Marshall, when you describe something, we describe an event that happened. You can describe the chitzonius. You don't. Vayitzachik. I mean, did she mock? Did she laugh? All of those are things that, when the Torah describes it, those descriptions are absolute. The same thing, I guess, to finish off the thought, the Refutnas. So that's what the Maral explains pretty much in Teres Yisrael. Refutna explained it about Chochmas HaPnim. It's Chochmas HaPnim to other Chochmas is as follows. Let's say you're planning a building. I'm using my muscle, but this is the point that he made. Let's say I plan a building. So the engineer comes along and says, there's X amount of weight. It needs to be supported by Y amount of supports of such and such a strength at such and such a distance from each other. So the architect comes along and says, if so, we're going to need stone columns over here and metal columns over there. And the interior decorator says the columns can be chiseled to look like hands holding up the ceiling, face, and the metal things can look like something else. So the atzmius is the weight that needs to be supported by X amount of strength. How to express it so one guy can do it out of stone, one guy can substitute the thick wood for that stone, and the architect can make such a shape. They're not as atzmius as the mathematician who can give you the formula of the weight distribution for the Yidachul Gemara. The same thing is true. Chachmas, all pshatim that the Ramban said are emes in the colloquial sense of emes. I mean, Ramban says is said pshat, but the pshat of let me give you an example. I guess I'll just give this example. Let's say somebody is trying to explain Hilchas Nida to somebody else. So, to a fire guy. So you say, well, everybody gets kind of, if you'd be all the time together, you wouldn't be so, it wouldn't be so chaviv. If you make hafsekas every so often, that gives a tremendous chivas. It keeps the married life rejuvenated and fresh. It is not a sheker to say it that way. But if all it was, if it's etzem mohus was advice to keep marriages happy, you wouldn't get chorus fit. If you don't buy your wife flowers on for Shabbos, I mean, I guess depending on the wife, you don't necessarily get chorus for that. It shall buy is not mechayev chorus on it. The mechayev, so Bal Kochav, there's a deeper nekuda of which this is a manifestation. So somebody can come along and say, again, I'm just throwing out a hezba, where the word of it is that, like Rav Shlomo says, you need to treat your wife as an achos, he says, and as a wife. You need to be able to have with her a mental, emotional kesha without physical, and then physical. So it's a deeper explanation along the same lines, similar lines, but it's going one step deeper. It's not just to make the physical more enchanting, it's to give another dimension. A third person might come along and say that the side of Chibur in this world is like a Chibur Imperit. There's nothing in this world that sticks and that's it. Everything goes through a process of Chibur Imperit. And that's why even the Tzivuk of Ish V'Isha goes through such a... I mean, we have a Yom Kippur, we come very close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then we move away. And then we have a Yom Tov like this that brings us closer, and we move away. There is no permanent matzav of, you know, to sit in Har Habayis all year round. So the site of the Bria revolves around constant Dibuk and Pirut. There's Ace, Lachboik, and there's a time for Chibuk, and there's a time for Pirut. That's the etzem rhythm of the Bria. And B'meila, that's why if you're together all the time, it becomes Mos, because there is no Chibur that's built on just plain Chibur. Every Chibur is built on a period and then a Chibur, a period and then a Chibur. So that would be a much more intrinsic explanation that it touches the heart of it, and then the things that we know are simply branches of that. So that's what it means that Torah is emes, is ba'atma Torah's emes. It within itself is telling me so that's the pshat. Chachmas emes is Kabbalah, is the etzem hagdoris hadvarim. And the Mailan and Chisana, that is, and I guess it just like an algebraic equation is usually the mahus of something, you can describe the weight resting on whatever it is, the pressure it's putting on it with an equation, but the equation itself tells you very little. If you see just the equation, you don't know what you're talking about, until you don't know the metzias. For us also, Chochmas HaEmes is extremely enlightening of the Metzias once we understand the Metzias. If you know Pshat and Ramban, if you have the Derech HaPshat and Ramban, and then at some point you see the Derech HaEmes, or HaPiyamis, then you're the hair adept of it. But you can't just, a person who lives just with equations and never understands the kesher between that and Metzias is missing. He's not, so you can't just go, we can't say, well, let's neglect the rest of the Torah, let's just get to the Chochmas HaEmes. The Chochmas HaEmes, the rest of them is not enlightening. So that's the second leg, is the emes and so on. U'keneged milz chasadim, shazoch Hashem na tzadik, and the milz chasadim Hashem na tzadik said, maybe I want to go on one more, let's see first Hashem na tzadik, and we'll go back to it. U'keneged milz chasadim, shazoch Hashem na tzadik, zoch Hashem gamliel hasholem ben abriyes, bat stoka, Shigmilas Chasadim, who Shalom Batsmai. Stoker, which means Chasadim, is Shalom in itself. Kmesha Amma, Behoya Maisat Stoker, Shalom. The result of Stoker is Shalom. But Kmesha Amma Zal Marbet Stoker, Marbet Shalom, which is Bayer Bez Hashem Isparach. Now, Vechenum Parakabri Baruch, so Isaac Vitor, Gmilas Chasadim, Shalom at Sibu, Napodim Shalom Nafshi, Pirish Asa, Gmilas Chasadim, Kas Shalom, Vachadim Gmilas Chasadim, is Shalom in Abiyas. So the Pashat, Balabatish understanding is quite clear. If I'm nice to somebody, I'm friendly to somebody, people are, going to feel good about each other, and they'll be shalom. You usually find very few people are fight with the people that feed them. So if you give out a lot of tzedakah, at least on the face of it, you'll have a lot of people that will say you're wonderful. But so definitely, tzedakah is helps bring about goodwill between people and so on. But what's the teichen of this? So the pshat's like this: whenever we mentioned a few times when we spoke about shalom, that shalom is a milashon shleimus. It's the pshat that all the pieces have a right to be there. Whenever I live with somebody and it's not in harmony, it's because he doesn't have a right to be where I am. You're building out into an area that rightfully belongs to me. The sunlight, the air, the privacy, whatever. There's always the issue of Shalom is you are my territory, you are my territory. There's always a sense of conflict on one area. When you have Shalom, the pshat is every single piece is part of the whole picture. Every piece, everything has a piece over there, and it needs to fit into that place. I can't say Aniva Afsi Oit. I must accommodate you. That's why, for instance, Shalom Bayis people try to have, because they recognize the families, them and their wives, and the issue is really how to divide up the duties, attention, whatever it is. Mashein came with a stranger, so my attitude is, I don't need him, I don't care for him, the world would be better off if he wouldn't be around, or if he would be somewhere in New Zealand or something, and Bimela, I don't feel I need to count him in or add him in. He doesn't belong here. That's the modus of Shalom. When a person gives tzedakah, tzedakah comes from a sense of achrayus, that person deserves to have a makom here as well. In other words, the mitzvahs of tzedakah, besides the fact that, okay, feeling bad for the person, whatever, but then there's but in general, if I give tzedakah, it's the pshat that person has a right to exist in my world. Stoyim was built kulei on din, and din said a person who cannot feed himself does not have a right to exist. By what right does that person exist if he can't feed himself? That was Stoyim's istaklus on the world. The istaklus of Bali Chesed, the Bali Tzedakah, is, especially Bali Tzedakah, is that the person, if the person exists, then he has a right to exist. And b'meila, it's within my achrayus to make sure v'chayach hicho imoch. There's a chiz, this week said it. He's got the right to be with you. So if there's, if I have and he doesn't, I've got to make that happen. I've got to incorporate him here. So tzedakah is ma b'sholem, because the attitude behind the tzedakah is that the person's metzias of existence is something that he must recognize. I have to acknowledge the fact that the person has a zchus kiyum, and therefore it's my achrayus to see to it that he can fulfill it and so on. That is that's what tzedakah is identified with shalom. So tzedakah is something which sends a message that his existence is my aid, it's to my benefit, and it's my achrayus. The fact that he does a little bit deal between Mos Chasodim and tzedakah as if they'd be the same thing, they are different. I mean, we pass like that. One's Begufay, one's Mamaynay, one's Anim Ashirim. I'm not sure about that part. But I'll call upon him, as far as with tzedakah fits in with Shalom, I think that's an akuda. Any questions?
I'm still a little bit confused about the MS and the Al-Adach. Yeah. And I know we've mentioned this before a few times, but I still don't understand it fully. I mean, we mentioned before that, there's a Mosek of Shivan Panim L'Teira, and there's Memtes Panim, and Teira's Chal on different layers, and the Biskarov would say something which Shalpi Kabbalah is Mamish Mechuvan. So the fact that when we speak about Al-Derech HaEmes, that it's referring to Chochmas HaKabbalah, that is the only, that is the real most intrinsic and the most inherent, it's like the most inherent tam for the mitzvah, or it's the...
Let's take an example.
If you have a mishpat, let's say, or if you have a mitzvah...
Let me give you an example. Let's say I thought of some ideas, and I think in English. I write it down in English. Somebody else sees it, he likes it, he translates into French. So the English is a much closer, because I think in English, that's the gouf hadava. French is really an approximation of what I thought about in the English. The ayin panim, the mem tes panim, all of those are in havanas and tefisas of Torah. The Torah says, Yom HaShvi Shabbos HaBosai. The Torah says that this is Kol Malchus Tassu L'Savara Eshchon Shasechem. All of those in Yonim, the way the Torah says it, the etzem. In other words, I am saying that Shabbos that is Yom HaShvi, and that's the Yom of Shabbosai, that is an absolute emes. It's not just a nice thing that one says nice. Now, I can deherit in many different ways. Just like Moshe Madav Daimon, when somebody bangs a hammer on a table, I can hear it. If somebody who's deaf and doesn't hear it can feel the table vibrate, somebody can set up an oscilloscope and watch a wavelength on it. Those are all different manifestations of the same pa'ula. But I can say the etzem banging of the hammer on the table is the pa'ula itself. That's the atmos of the dava. In other words, each and every emes then expresses itself in ayin panim, mem tes panim, the tayrim and the tuma. But we're machalic very much between the nekudas the Torah describes as such, and our hasberim, which take on different formats.
And also, we mentioned before that whenever the Torah says something like Ayin Tachas Ayin, the pshat is really it's supposed to be Ayin Tachas Ayin, but you know we
right, yeah.
So I mean I think there's countless examples of times when the mashal it's not exactly the way it says. I mean there's Arba'im Yakenu, and there's V'Ketzoses Kapo, and there's Imzarcha Shemesh Damim Loi, where the Rambam paskins that it's Bein B'Yom Bein B'Laila Bein B'Yom. So in all these times where a person should try to taka understand the, you know, why taka does it say Ketzoses Kapo, why taka does it say Arba'im Yakenu? And
it's right. A lot of times you find when people say Torah, they subconsciously say, well, the pasuk says the Hagdara. A lot of times when we say Shtekel Torah, Brisket Torah, the Hagdara they pick out from the Pshuto Shel Mikra, and even though the love like this, oh, but Be'etzem it's such a din. That type of Torah, I mean, Be'etzem Lomdus today, much of the Lomdus works on all the same things. That Be'etzem the din is this. It's compromised because of reason X, Y, or Z, that it's done slightly differently. That's the way a lot of people instinctively look at it.
Is that the pshat in the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim that gives these timing that for mitzvahs that even though the Rishonim find strange or whatever, is that the pshat is like a very strange ticket time that he was just giving?
But the question was, stop, that's a general question, but obviously he doesn't think that that's the time. The question is, I mean, what was the audience that he was targeting? That's what's very not clear, because some of the Hesberim are simply very, very simple Hesberim that don't seem to, I mean, I don't know. It's interesting, Rav Shamsa Fol Hirsch in Chorev, where he gives time and mitzvahs, I have a chav of mine, who was a grandson of Rav Shamsa Fol Hirsch, and he had some of those ksavim, so he showed me, he first made a list of all the Ma'ar Makomas that speak about it in Shas, and the Zaya. And then he digested it and recast it in the way he did it. In other words, he wasn't sitting down and saying, what kind of time would this be? He went from the Gemara and the Zaya HaKadosh, this is fascinating, and digested, put it together in the words in a tzur that he felt he could express it. So even though it sounds like a German society's type of things, the goodness for the world, society, b'chulu, he wasn't starting there. This was the way he expressed it in German.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Shkur.
Take care.
Yeah,
Good night.
good Shabbos. He's holding it.
How would you know?